Jesus answered the Jews, "My Father is at work until now, so I am at work." For this reason, they tried all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but he also called God his own Father, making himself equal to God. Jesus answered and said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, the Son cannot do anything on his own, but only what he sees the Father doing. What he does, the Son will do also. For the Father loves the Son and shows him everything that he himself does, and he will show him greater works than these, so that you may be amazed. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives life, so also does the Son give life to whomever he wishes. Nor does the Father judge anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son, so that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life and will not come to condemnation, but is passed from death to life. Amen, amen, I say to you, the hour is coming, it is now here, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God. Those who hear will live. For just as the Father has life in himself, so also he gave to the Son the possession of life in himself. He gave him power to exercise judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, because the hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and will come out, those who have done good deeds to the resurrection of life, but those who have done wicked deeds to the resurrection of condemnation." I cannot do anything on my own. I judge as I hear, and my judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise 4 weeks ago today, we entered into the season of Lent with a celebration of Ash Wednesday. The imposition of ashes, the priest can say one of two short phrases which come from the Bible. First comes from Genesis chapter 3, verse 19. And it's what God imposed upon Adam and Eve and all of humanity after original sin. Those words are, "Remember that you are dust, and into dust shall you return." The second is taken from Mark chapter 1, verse 15, which would be the first public preaching of Jesus when he starts his public ministry. And those words were, "Repent and believe in the good news," or "be converted and believe in the good news." So those two phrases, that the priest can choose either one, have a deep meaning when we enter into the season of Lent. First, you are dust, and into dust you shall return. Speaks about our mortality. Mortality means that one day, all of us are going to be we're going to die, and we're going to be judged. That's what Jesus speaks about today in the Gospel, our judgment. The second refers to the call to conversion. The word in Greek is metanoia, conversion. Now, if you went to Mass on Ash Wednesday, hopefully you remember the Gospel. The Gospel is taken from the Sermon on the Mount. Sermon on the Mount is Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7. In this, Jesus gives the blueprint or the foundation of how we can live out the holy season of Lent and to arrive at this conversion of heart. So that we can have the grace of all graces is the grace of a holy and happy death. St. Alphonsus. The grace of all graces. The grace of all graces is the grace of a holy and happy death. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. That prayer. What are the three practices that the Church recommends that we carry out related to the Gospel? I like to do this in a three-dimensional way. We have to go up, in, and out. We have to go up, in, and out. We got to go up, got to go in, got to go out, got to go up, prayer. We got to in, penance. We got to go out, almsgiving in the corporal works of mercy. Up, in, and out. You like that? Good way to memorize it. I'm a teacher. I like to use graphics, huh? So let's see, what are ways in which we can live that out? So we've arrived at about the half point of Lent, a little bit more. Examine, how have you been doing this far in Lent? From 0 to 10, would you give yourself a minus 0 or a 10 plus or fall in between the two extremes? If this Lent so far has been pretty mediocre, let's up it a notch. Let's go from slow to put it on fast, huh? Cross-country runners can be behind the first mile, mile and a half, but they can pour it on, they can still win. Astros could be losing 3-0, and Bergman gets up, the bottom of the ninth, hits a grand slam, they win 4-3, right? A little bit of baseball for you, huh? So we can still win the spiritual ball game if we pour it on now. So let's go up. I suggest, as I suggest on Monday, following the advice of Fulton Sheen, Archbishop Fulton Sheen, try to make a daily holy hour. I didn't say happy hour, but holy hour, okay? Spend an hour every day in front of the Blessed Sacrament. There is a proverb in Espanol among los Mexicanos. They say, dime con quien anda, te digo quien eres. ¿Habla español? Tell me with whom you go, and I'll tell you who you are. We're spending time with the Blessed Lord, and we become more and more like our lover, Jesus Christ. Amen? So go up. Go up. Your holy hour. You have a Eucharistic Adoration Chapel here, right? You can go there any time during the day, 24/7. Take advantage of it. Go in. Practice some type of penance. There are a thousand things that we can do, but maybe you can give up something you like to eat. We all sit down at the table and we go to town, don't we? We like to eat, don't we? We got good appetites. Well, say no to something. Do any of you know the difference between a diet and fasting? Hello? Anyone home? The only difference between diet and fasting is your intention. The only difference. Diet is something that's natural. It could be good, could be bad. If your belly is getting very abundant, you got an extra tire there, you might want to live it, do it because for aesthetic purposes. But fasting is different. Because fasting is done for a supernatural reason. You do it because you want to imitate Christ in the desert, right? You do it because you want to conquer the devil. Some devils are cast out only by prayer and fasting, right? You do it because you want to conquer the flesh. The flesh rebels against the spirit against the flesh. And either we conquer the flesh, or the flesh conquers us. If the flesh conquers us, we live in slavery to our passions and our senses. Sin is slavery. But if we conquer the flesh through the Holy Spirit, freedom of the sons and daughters of God. Amen, huh? As Our Lady Fatima said, pray and sacrifice. Many souls are lost because there's nobody to offer up sacrifices for them. Souls will be saved if we offer up penance. Souls will be lost if we're negligent and not offering up those sacrifices that God has challenged us to carry out. So finally, prayer, penance, almsgiving. Now, almsgiving you can interpret in a very limited sense. You can walk down the street and give a fistful of pennies, or you're rich, and nickels to the poor guy, the hobo that's walking down the street in Houston, huh? Here you go, mister. Take that. You feel really generous, you give him $3. Or maybe you're inspired by his supernatural grace, you might even give him $5 bill if you just got your check, huh? That's the type of almsgiving. But let me give you a more extensive interpretation of almsgiving. Almsgiving is the way you treat other people. Ever hear the proverb, charity begins in home? Charity begins at home. Teresa of Avila says this. There are a lot of nuns that they're angels outside the convent, and they return to the convent, and they turn into devils. You read literature, the Rip Van Winkle complex. You ever read Rip Van Winkle? He was so kind, accommodating, helping everyone in his neighborhood, but his own house was in shambles. Maybe we suffer from the Rip Van Winkle complex, is that we're really kind to people at church, at the meeting. We return to our home, and we turn to the devils at home. Easy to be kind to people in church. We greet people, we give them a handshake, we give them a big bear hug, huh? You go home, and what happens at home? We become angry and impatient and bitter and resentful and unforgiving. Why? Because at home, we are keenly aware of the glaring defects of everybody at home, right? I'll repeat that phrase. We're keenly aware of the glaring defects of everyone at home, no? So why don't you try to be kind to the person you like least in your home right now? That's where the rubber hits the road, right? That's the acid test. Try to be kind to the person that you like least in your own family. That's a way in which we can be living out almsgiving. Remember the words of Jesus. I was hungry, and you gave me to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me to drink. I was a foreigner, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you... I was sick and in prison, and you came to visit me. Whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers, that you do unto me. This morning I gave an hour and 15-minute talk on divine mercy. Jesus said to St. Faustine that we should try to practice at least one act of mercy every day. At least one. Hopefully many. And Jesus said to St. Faustina, there are many ways that we can practice mercy, but they specify three different ways. Number one, the way you speak to other people. Be kind. Be kind in the way you speak to others. You got mothers that are always yelling at their kids, right? Maybe that's you, huh? And your kids are not deaf. Calmate, señorita. No, calm down, huh? Los hijos no son sordos. They're not deaf. Calmate. Kindness in speech. Also, the way we act. Be kind the way you act. Do acts of charity in the way you act. And lastly, if you can't do one of those, we can always pray. Pray for anyone. If you do that, you'll be living out mercy by deeds, by words, by prayers. And all of us are going to be saved, not because of our keen intellect, not because of our good looks, no offense, no, not because of our wit and our charm. We're only going to be saved by one word, God's infinite mercy. So may the prayer of the psalmist be your prayer. And that prayer is, give thanks to the Lord for his good, for his mercy endures forever. Amen. Stand for the prayer of the faithful. We should pour forth prayers at all times, dear brothers and sisters, but above all in these days of Lent, we ought to watch more intently with Christ and direct our petitions more fervently to God. We'll pray, Lord, hear our prayer. For the whole Christian people, that in this sacred time they may be more abundantly nourished by every word that comes forth from the mouth of God, let us pray to the Lord. For the whole world, that in lasting tranquility and peace our days may truly become the acceptable time of grace and salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For sinners and the neglectful, that in this time of reconciliation they may return to Christ, let us pray to the Lord. Ourselves, that God may at last stir up in our hearts aversion for our sins, let us pray to the Lord. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that your people may turn to you with all their heart, so that whatever they dare to ask in fitting prayer, they may receive by your mercy through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer, fruit of the earth, and work of human hands will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands will become our spiritual drink. Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the power of this sacrifice, O Lord, we pray, mercifully wipe away what is old in us and increase in us the grace of salvation and newness of life through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and ever to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty Eternal God, for through bodily fasting you restrain our faults, raise up our minds, bestow both virtue and its rewards through Christ our Lord. Through him, the angels praise your majesty. Dominions adore and powers tremble before you. heaven and the virtues of heaven, and the blessed seraphim worship together with exultation. May our voice, we pray, join with theirs in humble praise as we acclaim, Holy. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and, once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith we proclaim. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring into the fullness of charity, together Francis, our Pope, and Daniel, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also, brothers and sisters, who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints, who will please you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father. sanctification. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity, in accordance with your will live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer to each other the sign of peace. On you stay, behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter my roof, but only say the word, my soul shall be healed. Blood of Christ. Body of Christ. Body of Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ. The body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ. 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 body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ. The body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. Thank you. Let us pray. May your heavenly gifts, O Lord, we pray, which you bestow as a heavenly remedy on your people, not bring judgment to those who receive them, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Pray for those who are making their confessions and those in this mission that they'll become great saints. Hail Mary, full of grace,
the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
May your servants be shielded, O Lord, by the protection of your loving kindness, that doing what is good in this world, they may reach you, their highest good, through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
The Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Hail, Holy Queen. Hail, Mother of mercy and of love. Triumph, all ye cherubim, sing with us, ye seraphim. Heaven and earth resound a hymn, Salve, Salve. When our life on earth is done, O Maria, and show us Christ, thy holy Son,
O Maria,
triumph all ye cherubim, sing with us, ye seraphim. Heaven and earth is under sin. Salve, 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 Regina. Salve. Well done, faithful servant.
Thank you, Father. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be here again tonight.
Great. It's good to have you. Good. Your help is very good. Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you.